me first of all say that the Gabonese government seems to the late President Omar Bongo Ondimba deeply concerned by the ongoing crisis in Central African Republic. He pushed the parties to negotiate a global peace agreement in Libreville in 2008. And since this GPA, we had some political talks in Bangui, which reached to an arrangement, an agreement, on which basis the opposition and the ruling party agreed to work together in view to solve peacefully the situation in the ground. As you know, last December, the coalition named Seleka took some countries, and right now they are at around almost 200 kilometers from Bangui. So last month, the ECCAS organized a summit which decided to call for a meeting in Libreville on the basis of the GPA to help the parties, to help the political parties, the opposition and the ruling parties, plus the rebels, to discuss globally on every issues which has been raised as a condition to create a peaceful atmosphere in the country. So we are working on it. We are organizing on the 9th of January a meeting of the committee which is in charge of the application of the GPA. So we do hope that we will reach very concrete result and we will help to stabilize the country in Central Africa.
Gabon sent some troops alongside some other countries to help to maintain a buffer zone between the rebels and the government. Why did Gabon do that? And what are your expectations to stabilize that country?
It's not a unilateral decision. As you know, the ECCAS has this mission in Central Africa, named MICOPAX. And through this MICOPAX, the ECCAS is trying to maintain a peaceful atmosphere in Central Africa. At the end of the last summit of ECCAS, the head of state of the sub-region decided to reinforce the position of the MICOPAX. It's on the basis of this decision, Gabon and some other countries like Congo and Cameroon, Gabon sent 120 militaries to reinforce the position of the MICOPAX. This is not to protect the regime or to protect President Bozize. It's a mandate which has been given to the MICOPAX by our sub-regional organization in view to stabilize the country and in view also to help the country to solve the situation in a peaceful manner. So our military went to Bangui on the basis of this decision.
Now, will the heads of state in the region meet again to try to help this country resolve its perennial problem of instability that many fear could spill over to neighboring countries in the region?
Yes, so the head of state will meet again on the 10th of January, just after the peace talks on the 9th. So, to be more precise, I would like to inform you that on the 8th, on the 8th of this month, we will have a ministerial meeting, the ECCAS ministerial meeting on the 8th. On the 9th, we will have a peace talks on Central African country, on Central African Republic. And on the 10th, the head of states will have a special, an extraordinary summit of ECCAS in view to consolidate the conclusion of the peace talks.
Are you confident that the heads of state will help resolve this matter once and for all, since this problem has been there for quite a long time? What measures do you anticipate that these heads of state will put in place to ensure regional stability and Central African Republic stability as well?
Yes, we have to be confident because the only way to solve this problem is a political way. It's a negotiation. We have to be confident, and I'm quite sure on the basis of the relations between the head of state, the sub-regional, the head of state of the sub-region, with the President Bozize and with all the other political actors, even the rebels. I'm very confident that they will help to solve this problem.